Can I come in? I really need a friend right now. Thank you so much. I know it's late and you have work in the morning, but I didn't have anyone else to turn to but you. Yeah. I know I went AWOL for a week. I just don't know what to do anymore. I'm so tired. Yeah. Yeah, it's Brad again. Yeah, I caught him in bed with another woman. Yeah, I know. This isn't the first time, but... I don't even fucking know anymore. Sometimes I wonder, is it me? Is it my fault? Did I do something that made him want to go out and do this? No, I must be doing something wrong. I mean, he won't even really look me in the eyes anymore. Few moments he does, it's like they're full of disgust towards me. To make it worse, when I caught him this time, he didn't even have the slightest bit of remorse. All he gave me was this hollow, "my bad." At least the last two times he actually sounded like he was sorry. This time it was like, careless. Remember when I told you that we were going to Atlantic City for our anniversary a couple weeks ago? Yeah, he went. Him and a couple of his buddies. He left me alone in our apartment. Sad and lonely. I don't know why, but I couldn't find it in myself to get upset over that. I tried approaching him about it, but it was just whatever. I couldn't form any words. I couldn't express my anger, my sadness. I just said to myself, there's always next year. So I spent my week AWOL at a shady motel. The shitty one downtown where all the truckers and prostitutes hang out. No, of course it's not the comfiest place in the world, but I needed to be alone to evaluate some things. Well, actually, okay, I just wanted a place to cry my eyes out without anyone knowing. I think that was foolish of me. I probably made everyone, especially you, worry, and I guess I had this naive hope that if I stepped away for a while, he might change. He'd realize how much he hurt me, and maybe he would want to apologize. Boy, I was wrong. You've seen my engagement ring, right? 5 years engaged. Nothing. I think after he proposed, that's when things went downhill. All it is now is this cruel reminder. A reminder that at some point in time, he loved me. And I meant something to him. But... a lot can happen in 5 years. It's a lot of time. A lot of time for people to grow apart. Spending that week in that motel made me realize I'm falling out of love with him, too. I mean, I guess I still care for him. I did get pissed when I decided to come back only to find him fucking some girl. Jesus Christ. Ugh, why are feelings so goddamn complicated? Why can't everyone just feel happiness and nothing else? Yeah, I know it's hopelessly idealistic, but I could use some idealism right now. Just laying around moping really drains you out. See? You get me. I just wish other people could read me as well as you can. Hey. I really, really do appreciate this. You sacrificing your precious sleep just to comfort me. You've always been so nice. Ever since we met in college, all you ever did was run around and went out of your way for people. Remember when I told you that if you kept being so nice, people would take advantage of you? Yeah, I know it hasn't happened, but hey, someday it will. Watch. I know this might be weird to bring up now, but remember when you told me your feelings that you loved me in our junior year? Yeah, so I'm sure you also remember when I rejected you. God, I hate the sound of that. Reject. It makes me sound like such a bitch. You took it so well. And that sort of thing is becoming more and more rare in this day and age. I remember when you admitted those feelings, you sounded so sincere. And so romantic, and it really did tug on the heartstrings. You know, some of our friends were kind of sad when they heard I said no. They said we're quite a match, always together, finishing each other's sentences, sensing when something was wrong with one or the other, even from the other side of campus. You were always there when I needed you, and that's why you're my best friend. Even long after college ended and the majority of our friends moved on to live their lives, you were right behind me, not willing to let me take on the big, scary world alone. You wanted to brave the new world with me, too. And then sometimes I've thought to myself, what would life be like if I had accepted your feelings back then? What would change? You know, someone told me this once, that sometimes you meet the right person at the wrong time, and I think they're right. What if those years in college were the wrong time, and the present, the here and now, is the right one? I realized something, I swear, it's not all this shit with Brad that's talking. I've come to realize that over the years, how much I actually love you. Like, I'm in love with you. Look, I know it sounds silly and stupid, and okay. All those years of waiting just exploded into one kiss. That was incredible. Could you kiss me again? I love you. I love you so much. I can't believe it took me this long to actually realize this. You'll stay with me, right? Please, promise you'll stay with me. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please kiss me again. That kiss of yours actually, it made me really wet. Yeah, I agree. We should do something about that. I think I'll start here. God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my God, you're so hard. So good. Wow, you came so much in my mouth. Yeah. Of course you can lick me. I want you to taste me too. Here it is. My little pussy, all ready for you to taste. This is what I've been missing all these years. Oh my God, I was such an idiot. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Do I taste good? Do I taste good? Oh. Oh my God. Oh. Are you holding your cock in your hands? Oh my God, you're so hard again. No. I need you. Please. Please, I need you inside me. Please. No, please. Please, 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 I want you inside of me, please. Please, I want you so bad. I want you so bad. Please, fuck me. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, my God. Yes, hold me. Fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come. Oh, will you come inside me, please? Please fill me up with your cum, please. Please come inside me, please. Oh, God. Please, 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 please. Oh, God. Oh, oh. you so much. I'm sorry it took me so long to realize it. But I love you. Thank you. Please stay with me.